Welcome to the Zariah Effect.
Welcome to the Zariah Effect.
DJ Primo TV.
Welcome to the Zariah Effect podcast.
Hi, welcome to the Zariah Effect.
Welcome to the Zariah Effect podcast.
Hey, what's up? You listen to the Zariah Effect.
Welcome to the Zariah Effect.
Hi, welcome to the Zariah Effect.
And now, you're currently on what the people are saying is the best podcast in the world. You know what I'm saying? The Zariah Effect.
Yo, I'm so excited. I'm so happy. I'm so happy to be back. I have not talked to a mic in like over a month. And this was the longest over a month. No, not even over a month, like 2 months. Because I remember the last time I recorded was the last day of the year in 2023. And we are in February, about to go into March. So I haven't talked to a mic in a long ass time. And let me tell you, this has been the longest time ever. Because everything was just so stressful. I had school. School was basically the only thing that I had. It was just too long and too freaking stressful. But yeah, I really don't have an update, to be very fucking honest. Hey, I've started cussing already. Okay, but I don't have an update. But let me try and think though. I really don't. But this season 3, we're going to have 1 to 3 video recordings on YouTube. Now, I don't know if I'm going to make the video recordings audio and video, but hopefully I'll try. I'll actually try to make it both audio and video, but I want the guest episodes to be video because in the beginning I didn't want to have guests, right? And then I had the first episode that I had with Adugu and it was so much fun. And I was like, oh my God, how do I figure out how to put guests in my show without making my show a guest show, if that makes sense. And I tried to do the whole zodiac sign thing and it was fun, yes. But like, I'm not really that interested in zodiac signs. I just thought it was a nice way to get as many guests as possible and try to know more about them. But now I know that I can have guests and we can talk about like anything. And I want it to be video because it just makes more sense. Like with me, like if you listen often, you can guess my facial expressions. You can guess anything because you hear me talk so often. But with guests, it's like, it's a one-time thing. I want you to see everything. I don't want you to assume anything, to guess. So it just makes so much sense to have guests on video. I make it a whole video thing, make it a whole YouTube thing. I would try to make it a podcast thing too. And it would be so much fun because I'm going to edit it myself. I mean, I can't pay an editor. So it's not like, oh, I'm choosing to edit it myself. I mean, I am. But then again, there's no other option. But like, I'm going to edit it myself, make it really fun. Not just a typical podcast, just like recording. Like, I want to make it kind of a YouTube video, but also a podcast. I want to see how that works. I haven't done anything yet. It's like season 3, I haven't started recording. This is the first episode that I'm recording. First time I'm talking to a mic on the 24th of February. Like, I haven't started anything. So everything, I haven't done anything. So I can't even say that, oh, this is how this is. Because everything is going to surprise me the same way it's, you know, coming to you guys. But I hope, God willing, it's going to be so much fun. Like, I'm really prioritizing fun, prioritizing trying new things. Because YouTube is a new thing. And that will be so much fun. I cannot even wait. I've already seen the studio and everything. So I know that, okay, it's in motion. Do you guess? So I can't talk about it because I know it's in motion. But I really can't wait. I can't wait for you guys to, for us to have conversations. I feel like the reason I was so skeptical about having guests on is because I don't think I want to ever interview people on my show. Does that make sense? Like, I don't want to be asking people questions. Like, I want us to have a conversation. And I feel like that was the mistake I made with the whole zodiac sign thing. It was more of an interview. I wish I made it more of a conversation, but like, that's fine. That's in the past. Moving forward, any guest episode is going to be a conversation, not an interview. And it's all about adding value. Like, I'm not just going to have people on because of name or like anything like that. Like, it's about adding value and us having a conversation and us being able to make something out of a topic and make it fun for everybody. Like, I want people to listen. Yes, you be entertained, but like, you also like pick up a few things from the episode. And it's not just an episode where, you know, somebody says something problematic, then I see myself on Insta blog. Like, that's not the vibe I'm going for at all. That's why I was so skeptical about like having guests on and like making a video, because it just gives me Insta blog problematic you know, vibes, but like that's just not what my show is, and I get to determine how my show goes, and that's something I'm very proud of, and I can't wait to see how everything works out. But season 3 is going to be the best one yet, for sure. And the first episode for season 3, this episode here, I've been compiling this list since like January, and the name of the episode, I mean, you can already see it there, but basically I'm talking about the fact that now that we are older, now that we are grown, can we finally admit these things? Now, these things are very unrelated, so maybe kind of weird for me to go from one topic to a completely different topic in the next one, but please just take it as it is, because this list, I have not looked at it since last time I added to it, and that was like beginning of February, so I know it's in a crazy order because everything is just so random. But I feel like now that we are older, there's some things that we did not want to accept when we were younger, or like we were just lying to ourselves about. But now that I feel like we're grown, we can finally admit many things that are wrong, or just some things that we just didn't want to admit before, or we've all just been lying to ourselves about. So let's get into the list. First one on my list is, there is nothing wrong or petty about blocking people. When I was younger, I was a blocker, and everybody was like, oh my god, you're so petty, oh my god, this, oh my god, that. And it was a whole thing of, oh, you're so petty because you're blocking, like you're mature when you don't block. And that is the dumbest thing that I've ever heard in my whole life. I hate that I now indirectly conform to it, because nowadays I don't block. I don't remember the last time I blocked somebody. I don't even think I have anybody in my block list besides maybe like family members that I just don't want to see my shit. Like, I don't block people. But there is nothing petty about blocking people. Like, that whole thing of, oh, I'm not going to block them, they're going to see my whole life, and that, stupid. Stupid. And does not make sense at all. There's nothing petty about blocking. I will die on that hill. And also coming in hand with that, or going hand in hand with that. Hey. Going hand in hand with that, there is nothing immature about noting the bad things that people do and one day just never speaking to those people again. One thing that I don't believe in is stupid. Besides a few people, I don't believe in stupid. I don't think that anybody is completely unaware of something that they're doing, and like they just don't know that they're doing this thing. Like, that's just not possible. I don't believe in stupid. I think that everybody's aware of what they're doing, and you may say, oh, it's more mature to point it out when they're doing it and call them out on their behavior, yada, yada, yada. But like, I feel like there's some things that are just objectively stupid and objectively wrong, and you're not even supposed to be doing it in any way, shape, or form. So like, I can't be calling you out on something that you're not even supposed to be doing in the first place. It's different if it's just me that has a problem with it. But if it's just something that's objectively stupid and objectively wrong, I don't think I'm supposed to come and be sitting you down and saying, oh, this is wrong, and this is why this is wrong. Like, that just doesn't make sense. So for me, maybe somebody else may be like, oh, that's immature. Perfect for you. You will not beat me. I will not die. You will not die. It's never that serious. Okay, so moving on to the next thing on my list. This is so funny to me. Making fun of somebody for not conforming to something or a lifestyle that you can barely afford is the biggest form of clownery that I've ever seen in my whole life. Now, the whole trend of girl maintenance, girl this, girl that, I don't believe that is maintenance. That is a lifestyle that many people, in fact, majority of people cannot afford. And affording does not mean that you cannot pay for it. Sometimes you have the money, but that's not what the money is supposed to go to. And that means that you cannot afford it. So you standing up to make fun of somebody for not conforming to a lifestyle that you can barely afford is just clownery. Because that just does not make sense. And I feel like those items or those things that are being done aren't maintenance. I feel like they are some form of luxury, and that is okay. But then for people to think that that's what a typical woman should be doing is just so stupid, because 90% of people cannot afford those things on a regular basis. Those things, yes, they need to be maintained, so like maybe that's why people call it maintenance. But like those things need to be done again and again and again. And the more you do it, the more you feel weird not having those things on you. So like that whole cycle is just not something that I would want to go into at my young, tender, broke age. And for me, they're just not that comfortable. Like for me personally, I feel like, yeah, they add a lot of beauty and I appreciate that. Even if it's uncomfortable, like the beauty that all of those things add will make up for it not being comfortable. But like right now, it's just like, that's not my priority right now. To be very honest, if I had the money, it can be my priority, but it's just not. And I just don't think it makes sense for anybody to be shaming somebody for not wanting to conform to something. And even going hand in hand with this, not really this topic necessarily, but the whole broke thing. Now, I understand that majority of people are broke, but now that we are older, can we actually admit that it's okay for people to have money? I feel like because of the fact that many people are broke, which is a normal thing, we're fine, we're young, we're allowed to be broke. Because many people are broke, when they see people who actually do have money, they begin to assume that they got the money in so many ill, bad ways. But that is just not true. Like, that's just not true. People actually do have money. And that is not a bad thing. People have money from their parents. People have money from their jobs. People save their money. People invest their money. People actually have money. Like, let's not let jealousy make us think that everybody that has money is either getting it from men or scamming people or this or that. Like, that's just, that's a very backward mindset. I know that many people do get their money from those ways, but like, it's a very backward mindset to think that everybody that has money is getting it from those ways just because you don't have it. So yes, let's not broke shame. But then again, if people actually do have the money, we shouldn't be like, oh, it's gotten from this way because we don't have it. Like that just is not adding up. And now that we're older, like, let's just be able to know that it's possible for people to actually have money at a young age. It's a normal thing, even if it's not that common, but it can be a normal thing for people, especially when you like start working when you're younger. Next one that I have on my list: being fake will save you from a lot of stress because people are not okay. Now, me, when I was 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, I would have never believed in my whole life that I would willingly talk to people. Okay, it's not willing. I would talk to people who talk shit about me. Because one thing about me at those ages, you couldn't pay me to be fake. Because in my head, even till now, like, I don't believe that I need to be fake to anybody. I don't believe that there's anything that anybody can give to me that would make me be fake. But then again, people are not okay. And just getting older and seeing people from different backgrounds, people are not okay. Not everybody's your friend. Especially when you're in a setting like school or like work, you just have to coexist. I get you have to be selective with your friends. You don't have to talk to everybody, but you just have to coexist when you're in school. It's not even because of benefits. It's not because, oh, this person's going to help you read and pass your exam. Like, just for the sake of both of you being in the same environment. Even if both of you have nothing to do with each other, you're not studying the same course, you just have to coexist. And that doesn't mean, oh, trying to be friends and trying to talk to them when you know that they're talking shit about you. Like, I'm never going to do that. Never. But being fake also means acting like you don't know that people are talking shit about you. If they talk to you, you respond. If you see each other, maybe it's, you know, when you like pass somebody, you guys already make eye contact, so just say hi. Like, that would save you from a lot because people are not okay. Now that I've gone into uni, it made me realize that people that I went to high school with that I thought were mental when I was in that place, they're actually perfect. Now if I see them, I'll be like, you are an amazing person, because I've actually seen people that just aren't okay, like, at all. But being fake will save you a lot. Like, yes, be real. Yes, social media will tell you, oh, please be fucking for real. Come to the real life and know that you actually do have to be fake in many situations. And that is okay. As long as you're smart enough to know who your real people are, then you're good to go. Because life will teach you that not everything that you see that you have to bring up. Not everything that you hear that you have to bring up. Not like it really beats me in the ass or anything, because if I really wanted to bring it up, I will. Nobody's going to beat me. But like, for my own peace, like, it gets to a point where you're just like, okay, for my own peace, let me just do this. Let me just not do this. and life goes on, I guess. Next one that I have is the whole stuck up thing is washed up. So before last year, December, I didn't really go out for a while, like a long time. Like I wasn't seeing the whole, you know, you go out and then people are like, just, it's not even the keeping to yourself that's a problem. I don't think that can ever be a problem for me. Like keep to yourself if you want, but people are actually stuck up. Like let's just call it as it is. People are stuck up. And I feel like after going out, like the first time, the second time, I was so not even stunned, like it was really shocking. I was just like kind of reminded of like just how stuck up people are. And it just got to a point where it was just like, okay, if I can't beat them, why not just join them in being stuck up? But then I just thought about it and I was like, that's just so stupid. Like me being a smiley person, even if I'm not crazy smiley, but like me smiling with people here and there does not mean that I lack boundaries or like people are going to take advantage of me. Like if you lack boundaries, you lack boundaries. Like you smiling or you not smiling has nothing to do with whether or not people are going to respect you. So like the whole stuck up thing is just not, it doesn't make sense, honestly. Like you should be able to know what you want from life. Some people can be stuck up and get away with it, but for me especially, like I may not be overly friendly, but then I can have fun with anybody. Like I like a good time. And just being stuck up and just, I get the whole point of it. The point of it is so that nobody disrespects you. The point of it is so that nobody thinks that, okay, you're overly friendly and they just try to take advantage of you. I get that. But then again, you can have your boundaries while still being yourself and being friendly. Because I feel like, I don't know, being friendly would just take you so far. And I don't even necessarily care about people liking me. That's not why I want to be friendly. But like, it just makes me feel more free. Because eventually I'm still going to break that, not stuck up, but like me trying to keep to myself. I'll still break it eventually. So let me just be myself and have my boundaries. Like it's easy to have your boundaries without being stuck up. Like you don't know who can help you. And you being stuck up will now make people not want to come close to you. Like I remember I was reading this thing that was like, yes, being humble can, you know, it means that you'll be able to ask people for help. But then again, being humble and also like being relatively friendly will also allow people to be able to give you something even if you don't ask for it. Like just imagine I have a problem now and somebody has a solution, but then I'm now somebody that's stuck up. Obviously they're not going to want to help me, even if it's not because they're like proud, but it's just like they don't even know how I'm going to receive what they're trying to give me, so they wouldn't want to. So it's like you being friendly and you being yourself and you being a relatively kind human being will allow people to be able to help you even if you don't ask for the help. Like if they just feel like, okay, you, this would be helpful to you, they can do it. So just like, just know what you want from life. Like some people don't need help. Like let's just be fucking for real. I know like people would try to say, oh, everybody needs help at some point. Some people don't. But then for you that, you know that, let's say you're on YouTube, you have a podcast, like you are in a social work space, if that makes sense. And like, you just know that it would get to a point where you need help and, you know, being stuck up just doesn't help that, period. Like you have to be thinking for yourself and thinking of like your future. Like I get you may want to conform to the whole thing that everybody else is doing, but like please think of your future. And it's not, you're not using anybody, you're not pretending. Like I feel like being friendly is just default setting. I feel like it's even more effort for you to be stuck up. So just do you. But then that whole stuck up thing, please, just washed up, have fun, live life. Like nothing is really that serious at all. Now the next one that I have is proudly stating that at your grown age, you feel uncomfortable when people are crying around you, especially when it comes to things like grief, is weird as hell. Now, I get some people don't know how to handle it, and that is fine. But I'm going to just be honest with you. Life happens. Please go and learn how to handle it. Even if you're not able to do anything about the situation, because you cannot do anything about the situation. But life happens, and if you are somebody's friend, and they cannot bring that to you, that is so terrible. Like you have to learn how to be human. And those are one of the things that you need to be a human being. And I get that like, obviously you may be uncomfortable. Like there's some things that you can't bring to me. Like even the whole death thing,
I wouldn't say you can't bring it to me, but then it does trigger me. I can keep it to myself, yes, but it's going to trigger me regardless. But like, many things could happen. We're not praying for it to happen. God forbid it happens. But like, anything could happen. And just imagine you have a friend, a close friend, that just cannot bring that to you because you feel uncomfortable around it. Like, that's just crazy. Like, as a human being, you have to go and learn. You just have to. Like, am I supposed to be smiling 24/7? No. The fuck? So no, go and learn. Now that you're getting older, go and learn. As you get older, people older than you get older, and people die. That's just the plain truth. So you being uncomfortable is, it's like a normal thing because you don't know what to say, and that's fine. But like, you can still try to be there for them in so many different ways, even if you're not crying with them, even if you don't know what to say when they are crying. Like, you can distract, you can give them gifts, you can, like, there's so many ways to help people. And so you can't just run away from it and say that you're uncomfortable. Like, that's weird as hell. You have to really grow up. So the next one that I have is, gossiping may not be a good habit, but it's never going to not happen. So try and gossip wisely. Try and know who you're saying what to. Try and know who's around when you're saying what. Everybody gossips. I gossip. And I'm not even ashamed of it. Like, it got to a point where I actually stopped gossiping for a long time. This was back in like 2021. I actually did stop gossiping for a long ass time. Some may argue that I had nobody to gossip with because I wasn't really talking to anybody. But that's fine. That is fine. But I gossip, and that is not a bad thing. And just know who you're gossiping with. Try to have your friends. Not even friends. Try to have a friend. A friend that you can gossip freely with. Because it's fun to analyze people's gist. Yes, now that we're older, let's admit, it's very fun. But I don't even need to even say the but. It's not my whole life. Because it's not my whole life. Like, I feel like with, first of all, the economy, gossiping can never be your whole life. If it is, then you have, I don't know, you have serious problems, or you don't have problems at all, and you have the time to make somebody else's life your whole life. But like, yeah, gossip wisely. That's just what I'll tell you. Gossip wisely. And it's like, oh, if you don't do it, you don't even have to think about whether you're doing it wisely or not. Just gossip wisely. It's fine. Nobody's judging you. Gossip, you're allowed to. People are gossiping about you. So if you like, don't gossip. People are still talking about you. So don't you want to talk your own too? Just feel free, feel free. Nobody's judging. So the next one that I have is, nobody's obliged to support you. You need to learn how to add value as a human being. Now, as a friend, I will always, always, always support my friends no matter what. But let's be realistic. Not everybody's like you. You may also be on that same table now that you can support your friend no matter what, yada, yada, yada. Cool, fine. We love that for you. I'm proud of you for that. That is a good thing. But nobody's obliged to support you. You have to learn how to add value. And adding value does not mean you're adding value directly to somebody. Like, ooh, somebody's benefiting directly from supporting you. But let your work speak for you. Like, I know lots of people on YouTube, their videos are fun to watch. You know, if you have a podcast, it's relatively fun to listen to. I don't think every episode will be fun to listen to for, you know, everybody, but like, you know, they can pick a handful of episodes and listen to it, and then, you know, like, that is value. Like, it's not just, oh, my friend is benefiting financially from what I'm doing, so that's the value. Like, that's not the only way you can define value, but your work has to speak for you. And not everybody, you know, has to support you. And that's not a bad thing if they don't want to. And it's also not a bad thing if, you know, your work gets, I don't want to call it popular, but like, it just gets noticed and then they start to support you. It's not the nicest feeling, I'm not going to lie to you. But then again, it's like, when everybody else is beginning to see your value, then everybody else will not be able to see. I don't know if that's making sense, but like, just imagine if like you have a painting. And then I'm like, oh, this painting is okay. And then two people come and they're like, oh, I can see it from this angle. And then more people keep coming and they're like, oh, I get it now. Like, that, do you get that? It's not the best feeling. It's weird when, like, now that you're finally getting good, people, everybody's now coming to support you. Where were they when you were down and in the dumps and in the beginning? I get that. Like, I have my own shit. I have my podcast. So, like, I, of course, I felt that. But then you just have to not deep many things and just know that, regardless, you have you. if you believe in God, you have God. If you believe in anything else, you have that thing. So, like, even if people may not be supportive completely in the beginning, like, you have you, and that is good enough. That's the best thing to have before you even add on different people that you get. So, yeah, that's just the harsh truth. And you just have to learn that. So the next one that I have is, being kind will take you far, but do not subscribe to other people's definition of kindness. In some cases, you have to betray your kind self and be somewhat manipulative to get shit done. I feel like not everything is objectively wrong. And yes, don't lie. Yes, don't steal. Yes, don't do this. Yes, don't do that. But sometimes it's subjectively wrong, if that makes sense. Like, for example, if some people that come to steal come to your house and they're like, where's the money? And you're like, you don't know. Obviously, you lied, but then it's subjective. So I feel like you have to be able to know your own morals. But bear in mind, one thing I always say is that if you want to tweak some shit when it comes to your morals, make sure it's not affecting anybody else directly. You lying to somebody, is it really affecting them directly? If it's a lie that's affecting them directly, then yes. But if it's a lie about you, that's not affecting them directly. So, like, you have to be able to be smart to know when you go against some morals and when you don't. I'm not saying that you should be a bad person, because let me tell you, being kind and being a good person is the safest, the best thing that you can do. But I'm telling you that sometimes you just have to tweak it. Sometimes not everything is black or white. You don't have to be completely 100% truthful, because it would not get you anywhere. I'm just going to be honest with you. Sometimes you have to manipulate, but you have to be smart about it and know when it's getting too far and know whether it's actually necessary. Lying unprovoked is never that serious. I have a lot of people, not in my life necessarily, but I've come in contact with, that just lie unprovoked. And I'm just wondering, like, okay, will I actually beat you? You know the thing, even if you lie for a reason, I'm not still going to beat you. So now you lying unprovoked, it's just like, why are you lying? I'm just looking at, I'm just laughing in my head, like, why are you lying? Like, it's really necessary. But, I mean, do you? But that's just what I think about that. Next one that I have on my list, this one is so random, but I remember I was in class one day and I kept cutting pages out of my book, and the teacher was like, oh, it's because it's not your own money that you're using to buy the book that you're cutting pages like that. And I just hate that statement. Do you know why? Because if it were my own money, I would even be worse. The only reason I'm ever considerate about the money I'm spending is when it's somebody else's money, because when it's mine, it's gone ASAP. I can spend it anyhow. I just hate when people are like, oh, it's because you're not paying for it, that's why you, like, shut up. If I was paying for it, you would go crazy with how I would tear the book. So, like, that's just annoying. But moving on to the next one. So the next one that I have says, criticism without empathy is bullying. And if you're able to dish out your stupid criticism without being, like, a kind human being while saying it, just know that once you dish it out, be ready to get it back. Because sometimes some people just have the desire to just say the truth, and sometimes it's just for laughs. Like, you just want people to laugh. You just want everybody to be like, oh my god, you're so funny, oh my god, you're the funniest person ever, oh my god. And it's just annoying as hell. Some things that you can see and not say anything about, and you would not die. If you decide that, okay, today you want to be rude, get ready for me to be rude back. And if you're rude to somebody else and it's not me, get ready for me to be rude back. I feel like everybody has this obsession with being non-problematic nowadays. And I feel like I have conformed to that for a while. But I need to bring up my problematic side, but, like, be calculated with it. Because, like, so many times that I would see people, like, let me just give it a scenario now. I'm with my friends now and I make a very insensitive joke, and then my friends are laughing. Like, that is so stupid. Or, like, let's kind of switch it. My friends make an insensitive joke and I'm laughing about it. Like, about somebody else, and I'm laughing about it. Like, that is just so stupid. Because I understand that you may not want it to be awkward, but, like, please make it awkward. Let them know that something is actually wrong with what they're saying. Because I feel like people enable people's bad comments so much just because they want to make people laugh. And it's just so stupid. Because I feel like when I was younger, I used to put my mouth in everything. Obviously, that was frowned at that time. But like now it's just like, oh my god, fuck the whole trying to be unproblematic shit. Like if somebody is doing something that's wrong and that's just so stupid and just so rude, like they need to be called out. Like it doesn't matter if it's not directly your business, because you would want somebody to, you know, stick up for you if you were in the shoes of the person that's being like laughed at or like having something insensitive being said about them. So just like screw the whole trying to be unproblematic. Me, I'm not unproblematic. Like, yes, I keep to myself. Yes, I mind my business. That's one thing I know for sure. I do mind my business. And like, I just don't care about a lot of things. But like, just don't be laughing at somebody's stupid joke just because you want to keep the peace and be unproblematic. Like, it's just so dumb. Like, I remember a while back, there was this girl on TikTok. So like, she did her makeup and I think the under eye was just too bright, and I noticed it too, but I didn't really say anything about it because I don't know how to fix it. Like, I don't really know makeup that well, so it's like there's no way for me to be able to be constructive about what I'm saying. I wouldn't say it's in a rude way, but then again, it's like I'm stating the obvious. I'm like, oh babes, your under eye is too bright, like what can be done to fix it? I had no idea what could be done, so I didn't say anything. I saw so many people in the comment section, they were being so rude, trying to make jokes, trying to make everybody laugh, and it's just like, you're so lame. And I have so many things to say about you. That's the thing. If you can dish it out, get ready to get it back. Because I know no boundaries when it comes to giving it back to somebody that has just been rude in the first place. I wouldn't make the first move. If you make the first move, you have just opened the floor for me to be rude as hell. And people were just so rude, trying to make everybody laugh, trying to be like, oh, it's Halloween already, yada, yada, yada. And I'm like, babes, like, you're ugly. You're ugly as hell. I went to their profile on TikTok, and they were ugly. And it's like, they don't have bright under eyes. So what's their excuse? What is the excuse? Nothing. But okay. 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 Let me try to be unproblematic or non-problematic. You get the point. But yeah, like, just weird. You know? It's weird. Next one that I have on my list is, you are a bad person to at least 3 people out there, and that is okay. As long as you know yourself and you are growing as a human being, life goes on. Everybody does everybody dirty. Everybody has struggled and have maybe been a bad person. Cool. Everybody has done some fucked up shit to somebody else. Even the people that are like, oh my god, I'm always the victim. You have done something to somebody else. You may not have even known. So just keep on moving. Keep on pushing. And keep on changing and growing as a person, but don't hold your past against you. And just because somebody else out there thinks you're a bad person does not mean that you are a bad person, period. Next one that I have is, not everybody who starts posting more frequently wants to be an influencer. And even if they do, there is absolutely nothing wrong with wanting to be an influencer. You're not killing anybody. You're not harming anybody. It's your phone. It's your social media. It's your data. It's your Wi-Fi. Feel free. We are free human beings. Stop letting people cage you with their stupid beliefs. Nothing is embarrassing. Nothing is cringe. Even if it may be embarrassing and it may be cringe, yes, fine. But let me tell you, in a few years, it's not going to matter. And then you would have already tried it. Like, let's just say you want to post more on social media. You've already tried it. Even if it didn't work out well, you tried it. In the future, you're not going to be thinking, oh, what if? Oh, what if? Because you did it. And it's not the worst thing to happen. People that are making fun of you, they're too chicken to do anything. They have 0 posts on Instagram. And it's not by choice. So stop looking at those people. It's not the worst thing to happen if you don't, you know, get many likes or like something doesn't work out for you. Your social media is for you. It's not for your friends. It's for you and the people that you want to reach. I got that from a TikTok, by the way. But I like saying that. Like, it made me sound like I had so much wisdom, you know? But like, it's not for your friends, please. Your friends, yes, it's nice for them to see your pictures and all, but like, it's for you and the people you want to reach. And not all your friends will have the same taste as you, fashion-wise, makeup-wise, content-wise. So find your people and stick to that. It doesn't even mean that you have to be a full-blown influencer. Even if you only have like 100 followers, that is amazing for you. Those are your 100 people that are going to watch your shit. And that is fine. And the next one that I have is, you cannot be broke and want to do non-broke people's activities. Now, I don't broke shame people. I have no problem with you being broke, But there is just something off about people wanting to be involved in everything and making very expensive suggestions, but having no money to pay. It's like, oh, let's try and do this since, you know, you don't have that much money, so I can be able to pay for both of us. And you're like, no, you want to go to this place. And you want to, and I'm like, hello, do you have the money? No, you don't. Keep quiet. Broke people shouldn't be talking. When people are making plans that involve money, you shouldn't be talking. Simple as that. Like, it's just so weird to me. Because me personally, yeah, I just feel very off and weird when people pay for me. Like, you know, the whole thing of like, oh, who should pay on the first date? Who should, like, I feel off when people pay for me. Man, woman, anybody, like friends, boyfriend, girlfriend, like anybody. So like, I'm just always so like, if I don't have enough money to go somewhere, I am not going. I am just not going. I'm not gonna go empty handed in hopes that somebody will pay for me. What if they switch up? What if I will not be stranded? God forbid, when I could have stayed in my house, when nobody was chasing me away. Can never be me. Ever, ever, ever. Now, next one that I have, we're actually rounding up. I have like three more. So the next one that I have is the whole thing of, oh, you don't know her well. You can't just say she's a bitch off of one interaction. Is bullshit. Do you know why it's bullshit? It's bullshit because if you cannot pretend for just like how many minutes that we met each other for the first time, you can't pretend for like 2 minutes. God knows how terrible you are. If you just can't pretend for just 1 minute, pretend to be a nice person for 1 minute, you can't. God knows just how terrible you are. So I don't believe in that. First interaction matters. But if you can change the how I feel about you by the second one, that'll be sexy. But that first one matters. So don't tell me that I can't judge off of, please. You could pretend. You had a chance to pretend. Like, I'm not hanging out with you for the whole day. Maybe we just met for like 2 minutes. You got the chance to pretend. Are you telling me that you cannot pretend and you don't want me to think that you're a bitch? Please. Don't piss me off at all. Don't piss me off. Next one. It is okay to not like somebody for no reason. It could be your intuition. It could be you just not liking somebody, and that is fine. Do not let people's actions determine whether or not you like them. If you choose not to like somebody, that is your decision and that is fine. The only thing is you have to be able to coexist with them and just be cordial. Even if you don't like somebody, it does not mean that you have to be bitchy about it. Like, keep it to yourself sometimes. But you're allowed to not like somebody. Something about me is whenever I don't like somebody, I feel guilty. And then they just do something small that's not even that nice. Let's just say I sneeze and they told me bless you. I'm like, oh, they are so nice. I like them now. Like, that is just stupid. I'm allowed to not like people for no reason. Nobody's going to beat me. And people don't like me for no reason. And that is fine. Perfect. Fine. Nobody's dying. So nothing is that serious. You don't like some people. They don't like you. Eh, fine. You don't like everybody. Not everybody likes you. Fine. And last but not the least, this may be controversial, but age gaps in relationships are relative. Besides the obvious adult, not adult, besides that, I think it's all very relative and very dependent on a lot of things besides just age. I know a lot of people bat some eyes when it's like this age gap and this age gap, but I think things are very relative and not everybody, even if they're the same age, not everybody has the same experience, not everybody is the same, they don't have the same mindset. So I feel like it can work in some cases and it cannot work in some cases. So I don't really have much to say when it comes to people having age gap relationships, because I just would never know if it's working for them. But yeah, that's all for the episode. This was so much fun. Tell me the things that you agree with. Tell me the things that you don't agree with. This was such a fun episode to record. I love talking, especially with my hands. I wish you could see them, but like, you can't. So bye, have fun. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. Make sure you rate the podcast, leave a review, follow the podcast wherever you listen, and check out the Instagram at The Zoraya Effect Pod. New episodes every Sunday, and I'll talk to you soon.